How far from jumping you is she?
About a foot and 4 inches.
Cause they
is
go
that the standing entire, high jump?
No.
Running.
You know, they run, well, and jump over the
yeah, but it's not with a pole.
No, that's
pole vault.
Pole vault.
That's pole vault, okay.
And that one, I don't see how people could do it. I like watching it. It's really cool, but I would not be able to trust a stick with me.
Nope. I tried it. Said, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Peyton does that.
I'm not that brave.
You didn't trust it?
I'm not that brave.
I would hate it.
There you go.
Yep. And welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Matt,
April,
and Logan.
And this time around, we're going to be looking at the movie The Wolverine. So we're going to step back and let all the ladies swoon for a minute over Hugh Jackman before we get started. But we'll let Matt take it away.
Oh, well, there it is. I was actually looking for information on The Wolverine, which, of course, stars Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Which he had before this.
This one is, I think it's supposed to be take from the comic books of the time that he spent in Japan.
Yep.
Well, it was in Japan.
Well, it was.
There's a great clue.
Well, I think it was supposed to be taken based on the comic books of that. There's some flashback scenes in the movie that put him either near Hiroshima or Nagasaki. One of the two.
I was thinking Nagasaki because that was the second one, I believe.
I don't know if it actually ever said. And he basically saves a guy's life from the atomic bomb.
Yep.
The movie is... it's been a long time since I've seen this. Did it start out with that? Or was it him in the wilderness first?
It's him going to the bar.
I think it had a brief, the actual happenings, according to that guy first, didn't it? It had it start with he was in the cell, most of the guys executed themselves, and the other...
Oh, yeah.
Right, because the bomb's went off.
It started out as the old guy's point of view.
Right.
That was his dream while he was napping or something like that.
Right, which it shows them, I'm actually looking at it at the moment. It shows that it's the flashback that kind of gives you the build up to the movie and him saving the guy's life. And then it goes to him being in, kind of living in the wilderness.
Canada.
I'm guessing Canada. It never really says.
No, it doesn't, but I think most people
that
know Wolverine, they pretty much recognize it's Canada. Yeah.
I saw a tree.
And he gets approached by a lady who says, hey, there's someone in Japan who wants to talk to you. To me, what kind of turned me off on the movie was at this point in Wolverine's life, I am pretty sure he had lost all his memories already. And I'm not sure if they were intending that maybe he's gaining back some of his memories because he wouldn't know anything about what had happened in World War II.
Well, if the timeline of the anime that's based on exactly this same set of circumstances for Wolverine is right, then he had been in the X-Men for at least some time. So that way, Professor Xavier would have been working with him on the memory thing. So that's a possible explanation for it.
Yeah, that was kind of what turned me off for a while watching the movie. Not taking it with the movie. I like the movie. I like the concept of the movie.
I liked it a lot.
Was the World War II scenes his memories, or were they the old man's memories?
I don't know if they were the old man's or his, or if it was just too...
It could have been him getting them back.
Well, I guess if it's dreams, yeah, it could just be subconscious.
I think it was a dream. And that's what I said. I don't know if it was...
And when he wakes up, he forgets again. Kind of like that type of deal that they do with some
characters. But he knew him. He knew the old guy when he got there.
Right, which, see, that's where, to me, I was going, what is going on with this?
Yeah. Mm. I think he would have, if that's your deal, I would have said that he is regaining his memory. So he had regained
Come here, Austin.
That, he had regained that part. That's what I'd say.
True, because I can see it, you know, like I said. Hey, Austin.
Hi.
Hello.
Richard and April and Logan are on. He was going to turn TV on. I'm like, no! That would be bad.
Won't be too much longer here.
Yeah, that's all right. I was kind of turned off by that a little bit. And I was trying to wrap my head around it. Watched the movie anyway for what it was. And I still thought it was a really good movie. To kind of go on what happens, and I don't even know what her name was.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Yoriko was the princess type, right?
Yoshiko? So
Yoriko?
Moriko was the princess. Yoriko was the lady that went to get him. Because they had real similar names.
Was it Yoriko that went to go get him?
I think so.
Yeah, because Moriko was
the old man's daughter.
Yeah. I got the family.
She goes to get him and says, hey, someone wants to see you. And they basically go to Japan to talk to this guy who then, if you find out, he's dying.
Yeah.
And he basically tells Wolverine that, hey, I can make you human that will, you know, make you human, which is what you want. You'll lose your power. And you basically find out the guy's wanting to steal Wolverine's healing ability.
Yeah.
Yep.
Basically tells Logan, well, I'll let you live this last lifetime so you can die.
And then I'll take over I'll just be immortal.
which kind of what happens. And there's a lot more to the story that unfolds. And you can't really break too much into it or you ruin all the kind of
ending. Are we
going to
talk about
after a bit, but go ahead, Logan.
Would querying about the method he was going to use to extract his power be it? Okay,
he never really tells Wolverine how he's going to do it.
It's either marrow or blood, but...
It ends up being the bone marrow.
I always said marrow. I said bone marrow.
Marrow act.
Marrow. Don't matter. I don't know if it's the blood or the DNA. Yeah. It's not really the bones, it's the DNA factor, because that's where the mutant gene is at, is within the
Right.
DNA.
True, but that wouldn't just take his powers away. That would just copy him.
That's what I said. I don't know how this guy came up with this.
This is a comic book world.
Though they did have something to suppress his healing anyway, so that could have
Right,
been,
well, did you find out the girl or the scientist that's more or less keeping him alive, the old man alive. I don't even know what the old man's name was.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Don't know either.
This ain't my review.
I can't help you, Matt. Oh, man.
No, I'm just...
I'm looking through IMDb.
Was his immortality... Did he have it before he went... Before he got all the metal, or did he get it afterwards?
If you watch Origins, he was born...
I can't remember.
Don't quote me on this. Late 1600s?
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Somewhere around that time frame, because he fought in the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, and he had a family.
Basically, ever since then, he's been a soldier. So
I remember now, yeah.
Right. He was basically... He's basically immortal.
Yep, pretty much.
And the World War II was 1900s or 1800s, right?
So, World War II is
World War II would be 1942.
So that's 200 or 300 years old when he saved that guy.
Yeah, he's several. He's They never, I don't know if they ever actually tell you in the comics how old he is, but he's several hundred years old. And he was kind of destined to be a soldier most of his life. And
he has a natural aptitude for finding battle.
Yeah. But he always finds the trouble.
Healing factor was part of him, and his claws were part of him, but they never really explained. No, he had claws already.
Yeah, bone claws.
No.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't. Oh, bone claws. I'm sorry. I was thinking metal. But yeah, they were bone claws, but they never explained that mutation.
And yeah.
They don't really concentrate on that one. They just concentrate on the healing power. So
apparently he had the genetic lottery of genetic lottery. Two powers at once.
He got a couple abilities, not just one. Yeah. Which was kind of good. You know, they don't explain a lot of it. But who's the chick? Viper?
I don't know what her name was, but
the scientist, I think they referred to her as
she was ugly. Oh, me and mom didn't like her.
She's the one keeping the old man alive.
Yep.
And she's the one who basically implants something in Wolverine causes his healing ability to go away.
And digs all up in his heart.
Yeah, that whole scene made me a little squeamish.
That was a cool scene. I liked it.
It was cool, but I'm going,
I was like, that's pretty cool. I could have
done without seeing that.
Well, you got to see two versions of it, didn't you?
No.
They showed you her vision, didn't they?
Didn't show it.
She just told him. Which I'm kind of surprised it kept a PG-13 with that scene in it.
No, unless...
You know, there's a lot of blood.
Unless it shows, like, the actual... in there, and I don't think that one scene would cause...
But they showed the heart in the hand, didn't they?
No. I think it's...
Not? Okay.
Yeah, because in let
me fast forward.
Because in the actual happening, he didn't pull it out is the card, he pulled out the little bug.
It is a scene on the monitor. Which is monitor.
Why... Yeah, okay. That's why.
Which was why I thought it showed you her vision, too. Because I keep on remembering seeing his heart out of his body, but...
Okay.
Yeah, he cuts himself open, and all you see it is on the monitor.
Yeah,
not any actual him doing it.
And I don't think that
the monitor before he can get there.
I don't think that one scene would cause an R rating. Definitely not.
No, well, but there's
kids,
pretty good.
It's pretty intense.
Pretty good fight scene. There's a pretty good fight scene between the grandson and the chick that can see the future.
True. You mean the sun?
Yuriko? Is that what she's pronounced?
Yuriko.
I have no
Yuriko,
idea.
Sorry.
Yuriko sounds right.
Yuriko.
A pretty good fight scene with them. There's several fight scenes in the movie. It's kind of graphic violence. I don't want to get too depth into the end of the movie and actually ruin it for anybody, but he gets his healing power back. And he ends up losing his bone claws. Or losing the antimantium.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
The claws grow back.
But they grow back as bone claws.
Right.
And I don't like that.
Well, he wouldn't have spare aluminum.
So he's got to go. He's got to go back now. He's got
adamantium.
He doesn't use aluminum. He's adamantium.
But now he's got to go back and do the whole process again. Because he's not Wolverine without the
metal. Did you guys watch this on DVD or did you see it in theaters?
DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the ending credits like every Marvel? Okay. So you know they were setting it up. And anybody that watches it, you can ruin it. I'll ruin the ending credit for you. Make sure you watch the end because it is awesome. Wolverine's
going
in an airport. And the funny thing is that he's standing there in front of the metal detector and he goes, pat down.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, duh.
That's what he should have been doing the first time,
stops.
Too.
And I'm not sure if the antimantium's going to go back over his claws or not, because he's got it through the rest of his body, this sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, because they show you Professor X and Magneto in that scene, which made it set up for kind of another X-Men movie, perhaps.
Isn't it supposed to be for the future one?
It's a lead-in for this one coming out this summer.
For the future, Days of Future Past.
Speaking of Days of Future Past... I was looking up to see if Nicholas Holt was going to be in it, because he was in the Origins movie, and he is. And while I was doing that, I discovered that, oh my gosh, there's already going to be another X-Men movie where they've started in an X-Men apocalypse. Yep. Yeah.
I don't know, is Wolverine supposed to be in?
I don't know, but Nicholas Holt is in both of them, so I'm happy.
And Nicholas Holt's
I'm guessing they're
going to...
Yeah.
I guess they're going to bring in a bunch of characters again.
Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lopez. Not just kidding, guys.
But Wolverine's one of them lead characters in the new X-Men movie.
I think he has to be.
Storm's back.
Storm, Cat, Colossus.
And this is a team up between the two different X-Men movies, X-Men First Class and the original X-Men cast.
I think it's going to be cool.
Right.
I'm excited.
It looks cool. I've seen a couple trailers.
Iceman's really back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Iceman's back.
Yes.
So that one will be pretty cool too. But this one, if you can get past kind of maybe that first couple scenes where you're wondering about Wolverine remembering, which I said kind of just threw me off and I was going, throughout the rest of the movie, just kind of wrap my head around that. But the rest of the movie I thought was pretty good. Pretty good action, pretty good storyline of what's happening.
Some people commented that the Phoenix character didn't need to be in there, Jean Grey. I think that was
kind of a him dreaming. It did.
It shows you where you are in the timeline. Because otherwise that could be any time after that X-23, was it? That was the name of the group,
X-Men 3. I agree with Logan.
I don't know. X-23.
No, not X-Men 3. The
target movies.
Weapon X, that's it.
That was in 2.
Meddling his...
That was in 2, X-Men 2.
I know that. It was before that, too.
I know that.
I'm talking about the timeline. It gives you something to go on other than after the metal in his bones and after World War II.
Right.
Right. If it wasn't for her,
you would have no clue where in the timeline.
Who is she?
Jean Grey.
Right, because this one, I guess,
she was in the movie.
In his dreams, she was always
in his dream.
His bed.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was trying to figure out, like, where in the heck did she show up in Japan? Okay, now I understand.
Right, it was just a small part in his dream, which means this would have taken place after Professor X has died in X-Men 3 in the timeline of things.
She's died as well, because he's
But now he's not.
He stabbed Rogue too, and she's not dead.
Well, but Rogue is special.
Yeah, Rogue gets to steal his power.
Rogue is specialer.
Right.
So that's how she survived him stabbing her.
To me, if you can get past kind of that first little thing with going, which maybe that's in there because he is starting to remember and it's a dream thing. If not, you know, I don't know, take it for what it's worth. To me, it was kind of one of those moments in the movie. But after that, and if you can get past that, it's a really good movie about Wolverine.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's got the typical action of Wolverine, the attitude of Wolverine, which really comes out in the fight scene at the end. Not the last fight scene. And I don't want to ruin that one for anybody. But when he takes on all the guys in the black.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's got about 50 arrows sticking out of him.
True. Oh my gosh, that was stupid. Like, let's just not break these.
it was a poison.
Yeah, there's
and
poison
they said it won't.
Yeah, I know.
It wouldn't kill him, but it would.
There's
slow
only
him down.
Poison in one.
Two, because he two. Had two.
Yeah,
because
he dipped it in it.
Well, Logan kind of mentioned this earlier about the anime series, and the one we're talking about was the Japanese ones that was made by Madhouse Studios. And
it's set at exactly the same time. And Yoriko's in there, too. Mm-hmm. Moriko isn't, but Yoriko.
Yes, she is. She's up in being wed to that other guy.
I don't know. I never read
it. She was
going
to marry the head of the criminal organization.
What are you doing?
That was Moriko.
Oh, I'm getting the names mixed up. Sorry. Oh.
Yoriko was the short-haired
one. Why I'm sitting here listening.
So she was in there.
Yeah, she was in there.
I couldn't remember that name, but completely different character.
So if you want a different experience, but kind of similar, if you want to go, it's a 2-disc set, and I think they're about $15, $20, something like that. It's about, how many episodes was it?
It's an anime.
Oh, it's an anime. It's not a book. It's an anime.
Maybe?
No. Yeah, interesting.
I think there's 12 episodes.
I didn't like how they made Wolverine look.
That sounds right.
They exaggerated his hair.
They made him really thin.
And he looks weird.
So
he's young in that
Wolverine
one.
Was never thin. He was always that bulky. Yeah. I mean, that was just a character.
And Hugh Jackman made him taller because Hugh Jackman's just over 6 foot. But the original Wolverine is supposed to be like 5'7".
Because that's
why
he's so mad.
Yeah, he was a short. He was short and stocky.
Short
and
mad man.
Yep. Well, that kind of gave him the Wolverine name.
Yeah. True.
Because wolverines are small, ferocious little creatures.
True.
And he was a short, ferocious guy. So that's why he was, you know.
But I think he works being really big too.
You Jackman pulls it
he
off.
He works, yeah.
I like
he does.
How they're going to replace him, I don't know.
When he gets to where he can't do it anymore.
Really? So, I'm not sure, because they even had him in the first.
They had him in Origins.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the first class.
Yeah. Because
they went, Xavier and Magneto went to the bar, and Wolverine sitting there.
Hey, we'd like to screw off. Okay. Yeah, and they just kind of move on. So, they kind of tied Hugh Jackman into that one. That was pretty good in that one, I thought, because that portrayed him.
He's still being similar aged.
Right, which would have been after World War II and after he lost his memories. Because Wolverine Origins would have been 70s kind of time frame.
I believe so.
I believe in the 70s, right. Where, you know, the newer, the X-Men and X-Men 2 and 3 would have been somewhere around the year 2000.
Yeah, because they just came back from Vietnam or something in the Origins, if I remember.
In Origins,
right.
Yeah. He wasn't long after that in Origins. So it would have been,
like I said, I think late 70s, early 80s, somewhere there.
Kind of that height of the Cold War.
Yep.
Is kind of what they were portraying.
Which one was Toad in?
First class.
Where it was in New York.
That was the first X-Men movie.
That's what I thought.
And was he in? Was I don't know. If
no,
he was
that was
in the
that was the only
not,
one he was in. I just
one.
Didn't know which one it was.
Yeah,
I knew it was the first one. I didn't know what it was called.
They did a good job of keeping them the timelines the way they were supposed to be, and working really well with those. So.
And I think Marvel's, since they've been doing this way, they've been keeping it very nice timelines, like I said, throughout all the properties.
Because
X-Men is, I think, either 20th Century Fox or something. Spider-Man's Sony, but they've been keeping that pretty much concurrent. All the rest, of course, is under Marvel with Disney, and all those have been tied together. So even though there are some of them are in different studios, they've been trying to keep them jointed together, which is kind of unusual.
And
I have this theory.
That Disney and which one was X-Men again?
20th Century
Fox. I think that's 20th Century Fox, yeah. I believe.
Like Disney and Fox might be doing a little combination.
Let's see what Wolverine was out of.
I have a theory that at some point in time, they're just going to like mash up all the Marvel and just do this like big movie where everyone's just in it. Like you got Captain America chilling with Spider-Man, which kind of should have been because he was in the Avengers.
Yeah, at one point he was,
But,
and that's what they're eventually wanting to get all of them back under one house.
Get Fantastic Four. So,
but this is one I think would be good for the collections. Your comic book fans will definitely gravitate towards it.
Oh, yeah. And anybody that, you know, likes Wolverine movies, no brainer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to watch it. Even if you don't enjoy it, anybody that likes Wolverine is going to watch Wolverine.
True. <Yeah. laughs>
It's Wolverine, man. It's.
Okay, I'm tired.
No, I think it's what you have, for sure.
And April's over here yawning, so I guess we got to wrap it
up. I've been tired. I don't know. We had a two-hour delay at school, for school.
Really? Did you guys get that much more snow?
I guess. The roads were really bad.
Really slick.
There was a semi-accident. Yeah, but
ours weren't bad. We just kind of, ours was really wet.
Yeah, ours was icy.
You know? And there was a little bit of ice, but it wasn't anything horrible. And by now, it's pretty much all gone anywhere the sun
is hitting. Yeah, so is ours.
Pretty much the way it is here, too.
We had a two-hour delay. So, we got to school at 10, and everyone was in the best mood, and we were ready to learn. And literally, almost all of us, if we talked about it, they were like, if we started school this late, we would be more apt to actually want to learn and actually want to do things, like...
Start at 10 and end at 5. There you go.
Well, yeah.
Works for me.
Because, we were talking about it. It's like, we don't mind school itself. We just don't like the hours. This is bull crap. And Tyler, he wore jeans today. And he was, I'm bringing this up because he drew attention to it. And he was like, this is why we need to come to school later because I can actually put on pants, you know. Usually he's in like basketball shorts all day.
Oh, wow. That side story brought to you by April.
Oh, yeah. But then chemistry hit, and oh, God.
Oh, well.
It died.
Oh, help us. So,
pick up the Wolverine.
I hope everybody enjoyed it. I liked the movie.
I liked it.
We definitely did. We're a comic book family. But we are having fun here. We hope you guys had fun listening to us this evening. Everybody out there, have a good one.
Bye.
See
ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.